It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're being broadcasted coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you for tuning in. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. Well, he is in New York City. So whether you happen to be in Atlanta or New York or California or somewhere in Canada, big ass place. Yeah, real big. Vancouver all the way to Montreal and everything in between. Shout outs to everybody everywhere. Okay, how about that? From San Diego to Maine to Miami to Vancouver. How about that? Fill in the blanks. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Man, we get you all set and ready for football this weekend. Why not? It's fall, right? It's November. Damn. November 8th. I don't know if it feels like November where you live, but sheesh. Here in Atlanta, I don't know what month it is. Leaves are dying, but it's hot outside. I don't know. Anyway, we talked about the return of Christian McCaffrey. We talked about some college football. We're going to talk some more college football. More NFL. We talk baseball. Aaron Boone, he's going to return as manager of the New York Yankees. We talked about how awesome Lamar Jackson is and how the Cincinnati Bengals are done after last night. We talked about Auburn basketball players brawling, disrupting a flight. These are teammates. What am I talking about? Oh, they're getting ready to take on the Houston Cougars tomorrow. Auburn's plane turned around 45 minutes after taking off because there was a disruption that could have turned into a full-blown fight. The team plane turned around, and Auburn is expected to, share some details on why a plane full of college athletes had to turn around. They're supposed to be releasing a statement soon, but we'll keep you up to date on that. And then right before we went to break, we talked about some of the big college football matchups tomorrow. Alabama at LSU. Where LSU will be importing a tiger from another part of Louisiana into the stadium just to say that we have a live tiger in the stadium. Okay. Sounds stupid, but okay. I hope Alabama whoops that ass, man. Hope they whoop that ass. This is the first time. I can't believe I'm going to say. I'm rooting. Like, I like LSU. I like the Tigers. You've never seen me in my LSU gear because I like... Like Georgia, I've stopped wearing my LSU stuff, but I still like LSU. Hickey, I've never rooted for, ever, have rooted for Alabama. Tomorrow I will.
And you know what? I think you're justified. This does not feel right.
Let's just get a tiger from somewhere and just, hey, man, we need you to be scared of the 100. This tiger's never seen 100,000 people in his life. What are we doing, man?
And I'm sure the fans obviously will be a little bit extra geeked up, right, for the first time in 10 years that the Tigers back in the stadium. But like, after like 2 minutes, realistically, what benefit are you having by having the Tiger on the sideline? Like, no one in Alabama is afraid. It's in the cage.
DDT. I got to make sure my acronyms are good on the radio, Hickey. You know, I got to spell it out in my head, okay? DT, I'm doing too much.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man, thank you for spelling that out. You said DT, and I said, hold on, where are we going?
Not that one.
What are you talking about?
Not that one. Save that other one for when I'm off the air after work, okay? Not that one. DTM, doing too much. They're doing too much. You got to bring a tiger out there. Hope LSU loses every game the rest of the year, okay? Get them the hell out of here. Get them out. Anyway, as we talked about some college ball, that's not the only... Not the only game and matchup I'm looking forward to. I talked about the Georgia Bulldogs. I'll never root against them. I'm taking on Ole Miss, the team led by Lane Kiffin that can never get over the hump. They just smacked up Arkansas. 63 points they put up on them. I don't know if they're doing that against Georgia. But Georgia, the offense has been just sputtering off and on all year long. You look at Carson Beck, comical. People were saying, oh, he could be the number one quarterback selected. Have people watched him play football? And I'm not just talking about this year. I'm talking about in general. Over the past three games, this man has thrown 8 interceptions. They keep having to come back against teams like Florida. I mean, they're helping to save the ass of Billy Napier. And Carson Beck, I do not trust him. I don't. Kirby Smart, he looks at Ole Miss and he goes, yeah, man, they trying to make the playoff too. And if they lose, they're cooked. Kirby is like, we got to play him for real.
Ole Miss has got a tremendous team. You know, Lane's done an incredible job of getting talented players, big physical. The improvement on defense for them is extremely noticeable. These guys are disruptive, powerful, fast. I mean, tons of sacks, tons of tackles for a loss. I think Jackson Dart's playing probably one of the best quarterbacks playing in the country in terms of explosive plays. A lot of respect for how he competes.
Look, the way Georgia has been playing, Ole Miss is probably going to have a lead. Georgia's going to scare the living hell out of everybody because Carson Beck will have thrown two interceptions and two touchdowns. And then all of a sudden, Georgia at the end will hold on. Because if Ole Miss loses, they ain't going to no college football playoff. That's over. Lane Kiffin could start thinking about, nah, they'll keep him around, but he can start thinking about what he wants to do next. As a matter of fact, let's listen to Lane Kiffin talk about how dangerous Georgia is. I wonder if he's going to mention the turnovers. Probably not, because he's a smart coach, right?
You know, we screwed two games up earlier in the year, and when you do that, you put yourselves in situations. So I don't talk about playoffs normally and championships and all that because I think it really doesn't matter. It's about how you prepare and how you play. But I told our players, you know, because they hear it all the time, you know, you still have that stuff alive. And in my opinion, anybody that's going to win it is going to go through Georgia, going to have to go through Georgia at some point. They're the premier program in college football. You know, outside of Alabama, they won 51 straight games. And let me repeat that, 51 straight games, not non-conference, not, you know, in kind of, that's 51 including playoffs, straight games, which it's got to be some record in the history of football to win 51 straight against everybody but one program. So, and they're loaded as always and playing really well. Went into Texas, who was the number one team, and beat them. So this is a big challenge for us.
Hickey, Ole Miss is going to lose to Georgia like they always do, like they always lose to Alabama. They're like the redheaded stepchild. Georgia beats them.
I'm with you 1,000,000%. I think that defense of Georgia shows up the way they did in Austin to the point where, like, they're so good that it doesn't matter what Carson Beck does. And I anticipate him to have another probably two-pick game.
Yeah, yeah.
But that defense is so good that it doesn't matter. He threw three picks against Texas. They won by 15 and should have won by a lot more. Like, when they are just locked in and focused, which I think they will be, like, they're impenetrable and unstoppable.
Why? Maybe you could help me. Because being down here, people defend the Bulldogs to the death, and I try to just go. I try to ignore some of the noise I hear. People get so hyped up. Like, every Georgia quarterback is supposed to be like Matt Stafford. Like, Stetson Bennett. People are like, oh, wait until Stetson Bennett gets to the end. Oh, no, let's Carson Beck. For the life of me, do people got blinders on as to what these guys really are? They're like third-string backups when they go to the next level. They're good, but they're not all that great.
I think it's in large part kind of similar to what Alabama has for a while with their quarterbacks. It's just like when the talent is so good around you, you don't have to do much. And your mistakes are minimized or fixed because your receivers are elite, the offensive line is great, the run game is great, and the defense is great. Now, I don't think it's a surprise that the run game for Georgia has dried up this year, and all of a sudden now Carson Beck's being asked to do more and can't do it. But like also, we saw, you know, also the part of it is, JR, you go back to last year, up until they played Alabama in the SEC title game, they played nobody. That schedule was a joke. So Carson Beck is picking apart some of these, you know, lesser programs and even SEC inferior programs, and he's just having a field day because nobody's as good or talented or fast or creative to confuse him. Now you're seeing they're playing some better opponents, better competition. He's crapping the bed.
Yeah.
He's not. You can't trust him.
He might be the reason that they don't win a national championship. Like, the defense could hold you down, but Carson Beck might be the reason that they don't win. I'll tell you this much, though. Ole Miss won't even sniff a championship because Georgia's probably going to beat him tomorrow, and Ole Miss will give him a scare, and Georgia will likely come out on top. Another matchup. I want to see this one. I really do. BYU. Yeah, BYU. A lot of people beefing about BYU as the college football playoff rankings were released early this week. You got a team like BYU who ranked ninth right behind Indiana. People look at BYU and they say, hey, man, they got a better strength of schedule than some of these other teams. And they're out here beating SMU and Kansas State, and you got them at number nine. BYU is out to really make a statement. Now, you know they're getting hyped up. Kalani Sitake is probably hyping these dudes up, letting them know, as they get ready to take on Utah, they're going to smash them. Hey, they don't respect us. They don't believe in us. And let's be real. Utah without Cam Rising, what are they going to do? Hickey, is he going to play another year? What year is this next year? Like 15?
He is on year 7, and he could return for year. How crazy is that? You got to move on.
Remember those signs when Freddie Freeman was busting up the Yankees, and there was a fan holding a sign that said, Freddie, please stop?
Please stop, yes.
Yes, please stop. Somebody needs to, like, hold a sign, and Cam Rising runs out next year with his grandchildren and say, Cam, go home. Like, please stop.
Please, like, graduate.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at this point, he probably has 2 degrees.
You're right. Going for his master's.
Yeah, he's going for his master's playing for the U's.
Or doctorate, I guess, at this point, right?
He's a doc. Really?
And he's there for 8 years.
Oh, my God.
He's a doctor in something, he better be.
I need real answers to this. Hickey, I probably won't do it, but if I remember it, I'm going to look this up over the weekend. What? And you could probably find it in his bio. It may not be that difficult or to be impossible to find. I'm going to type, what is, a matter of fact, Hickey, let's do it right now. Okay. Let's see how fast. What is Cam Rising studying? Yep, people have typed it in. What a good, at Utah. Let's see. Up. Okay. The quarterback for the University of Utah Utes football team is majoring in criminology. Okay. All right. What does that mean, Hickey? I don't know.
I have no idea. He's studying to become a lawyer?
It's psychology and criminology. He wants to interrogate people. I don't know what that is.
Well, let me tell you, he's an expert. So he can get hired right out of college and go right to the top where whoever hires him. He's got a lot of experience, I'm sure.
Man, some of these headlines. Bad knees get degrees.
Okay.
That's what it says. I'm reading it right now. Bad
knees. Holy hell.
Bad knees get degrees. Utah Utes quarterback Cam Rising granted an 8th year of eligibility. Just when you thought Cam Rising was done playing football, there's a chance he may come back. Oh, my God.
What a headline.
Bad.
What a headline. Give that editor, writer, give them a raise. That's great.
He legitimately could. He could, like you said, he could have 2 degrees in 2 separate areas. He could have 2 bachelor's degrees. The more the merrier. And now he's just going to walk out of school with 2 degrees and bad knee. How about that? Good for him. Anyway, BYU is going to smoke Utah. This is a I'm going to show you, College Football Playoff Committee, that you need to respect us. And instead of beating the teams that we beat already that you do not respect, we're going to beat up on a lesser team and we're going to bludgeon them. Let's just say we're going to beat the living hell out of them. I want you to listen. Head coach Kalani Sitake, he says, yeah, playing Utah, not a rivalry, just another game. Yeah, sure.
It's not a different scenario. It's the same scenario every week. So, I think everybody's making it a big deal. But when football starts, it really just becomes the game. We're focused on playing the game, not focused on anything other than the preparation for the game. Going into it, and these guys, I have a good group of leaders on our team. They do a great job at reminding each other what needs to take place and what, you know, the things that we need to correct. And I've been really pleased with the way the leaders have taken ownership in the whole program.
Hickey, he's too calm, man. He's too calm. Mm-mm.
But they say it's always the quiet ones you got to watch out for.
I'm saying it's not. You know, if he's that calm in public, you know what he's telling them in the locker room, man. He's hyping them up, getting them ready.
Those boys are coming out of the locker room. That's going to be a strong, quick starting first quarter, I think.
Oh, yeah.
He's bottling up that rage.
Yeah, they're gonna rock them. I'm looking forward to those games. I got Alabama over LSU. I hope LSU loses every game the rest of the year because of the stupid Tiger thing that they're doing. I got Ole Miss losing to Georgia. That's just what they do. Ole Miss likes to show up and lose to Georgia. They like to lose to Alabama. That is the birthright of Lane Kiffin. And I got BYU making some big noise after being disrespected in the college football playoff rankings, sitting them at number 9 despite beating up on SMU and Kansas State. They're gonna take their frustrations out on the Utes. And Cam Rising is sit around in his rocking chair and watch it. Hickey, is there a game that you really gonna pay attention to this weekend?
Outside of those games, I'm actually very intrigued by Indiana-Michigan. Michigan's any good, but I think if you haven't watched Indiana this season so far, because they're playing Michigan, I think this is the first game you will watch, and I think they're going to hammer the Wolverines. But again, just like BYU, I think a team that's underrated, not getting the respect that they deserve, I think they can help send a message here to at least some of the nation that they are just not a fun story or just a byproduct of a weak schedule so far.
I still can't, but you know what? It doesn't matter who you play. You got to respect any head coach who can come in, like Kurt Cignetti did, and just flip a team from 3-9 to undefeated. What? And I know this transfer portal and NIL, and I can't say, hey, any team can wake up and do that in the era. Well, they're the team that did. This is pretty wild what they're doing. And you want to talk about a team that I want to see lose? Forget LSU with that stupid Tiger. Well, not the stupid Tiger. The stupid governor that wants to bring the Tiger in. That's the stupid one. I'm just wallowing in, you know, Michigan getting smacked around and suffering just a little bit. Why not? Why not? All the controversy. Why not? Hickey, maybe I'd feel different if Sharon Moore didn't do all that crying last year when Harbaugh was given the boot against your school.
I remember that well. Yeah, they were the victims that year. Remember that, JR? They cheated and they were the victims. Not the other way around.
Isn't that called gaslighting?
Yes, exactly right. The purest definition of it.
Oh, man. How about that? Wild stuff. Yeah, Michigan, Indiana. Looking forward to that one. Indiana, smoke them, please. Smoke them. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, speaking of Michigan, we got a football team from Michigan in the NFL. That's another game that I'm looking forward to as well. You know what? Let's talk about Detroit in Houston. On the other side of the break, you're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, we getting ready for football. We talking college, talking to pros. We just talked about Michigan. Yeah, let's see what Indiana does against them. That'd be nice, right? Indiana beating Michigan, that'd be cool. It's okay, Michigan. You got the Lions, okay? You be all right. I know everybody out in Ann Arbor, forget that. You still rep the whole state. You like the Lions. I know this. This is very different. The Lions are good. We know this. It's a 6-game winning streak. The Detroit Lions are handling business, and they have a Sunday night football matchup against the Houston Texans. This is going to be fun. Lions been out here rolling. This past Sunday, knocking off the Packers. Sunday night, got the Texans. They're trying to turn things around after that last game, losing to the New York Jets. I know C.J. Stroud is like, can I get a wide receiver back? It looks like Nico Collins is going to be back with that hamstring injury. This guy's been missing a couple of games, and he still leads the team in receiving yards, 567. And you want to talk about returning. How about for the Detroit Lions, the NFL's number one offense? Jameson Williams is coming back after his 2-game suspension for performance-enhancing drugs. Wow. Okay. A little bit more explosion. Come, this is easy. This is actually easy, I think. Lions are a better team. Oh, yeah, and by the way, they just picked up Za'Darius Smith. Come on now. Stephon Diggs is out. I think Houston is, they're cooked. And I think a portion of it, not cooked, but it's still going to make the playoffs. But a big part of it is somebody that you traded for, that you brought in. And Stephon Diggs, this man, non-contact, blew out his knee. He's done. He's finished for the season. Now you're back to pretty much what you had last year. You got to rely on that. Joe Mixon, running back. named captain. They respect this guy. C.J. Stroud, they're going to limit how many times he throws the football now. Come on. Got the Lions winning this one. It's just a matter of how are the Texans going to fight? How are they going to respond after losing to the New York Jets? We're going to find out. Jared Goff, NFL MVP candidate, right there. Put him right there behind Lamar Jackson, given his efficiency, especially in finding and identifying Amon-Ra St. Brown. The last 30 passes he has thrown his way have all ended in completions. That's crazy. This man is participating in uncharted territory right now when it comes to efficiency. If there was no Lamar Jackson, Jared Goff, kind of crazy, given his, well, how he was given the boot out of Los Angeles, he would win the MVP. But Jared Goff says 6 straight wins, potentially 7 straight wins. He's like, we are not taking the rat poison.
I think you get caught up in sometimes, you know, not only the bad stuff, but the good stuff at times. It can be dangerous. So, yeah, you just try to keep stacking wins. People are going to keep telling us how good we are now. And then if something were to go wrong, they tell us how bad we are. So it's that's how it goes. And just try to keep coming to work, put your head down, go in a hole, and keep stacking W's.
You know, Hickey, there's so many teams that I'm just like, can we just hit the fast forward button a little bit? I understand we have to kind of sift through who gets in and who doesn't get, you know, but like, I want to know what the Lions do. Like, I don't want to fast forward life. Hell no. But I want to know what the Lions are going to do in the postseason. I want to see what the 49ers do in the postseason. I want to see the Ravens and the Bills and the Chiefs, some combination. I want to see them scratching and clawing. I want to know what the Steelers do. Like, this is the funny part. We know the good teams already. We know the bad teams. I just gave a top 6 list the other day. Hickey, do you know, like, right now, like, there are 9 NFL teams that have 2 wins.
That many? Wow.
Pathetic.
For real? Wow.
9 NFL teams. 9. Count them. 9 NFL teams that have 2 wins.
Almost a quarter of the league.
This is where we're at. Yeah. And then they're cooked. The Patriots, the Raiders, the Jags, the Browns, the Giants, the Saints, the Panthers, they're all 2-7. The Dolphins and the Titans are 2-6. I was kind of mind blown. I saw this on the AP earlier today, and I said, you got to be kidding me. Like, we got this many teams, and so maybe that's why I want to hit the fast forward button to the postseason, because we have so many teams that are just ass. And I don't know, maybe this is the new NFL. You know, you look at a team like Washington. I didn't expect them to be this good. I didn't think Jaden Daniels would, quote-unquote, just grab the bull by the horn this soon. Not by a long shot. But I'll tell you this much. It kind of, and this is what baseball didn't want by opening up the play. Well, let me not say that, because everybody wants to open up the playoffs. But you want teams to still be competitive. You still want them to buy. You still want them to feel like they have a shot to get into the postseason and go on a run. We got all these NFL. It's November 8th, Hickey. Like, why am I watching a Patriots game? Outside, okay, oh, Drake May. Oh, he got an interesting matchup against, you know, Caleb this weekend. But why the hell else am I watching them for? There's no reason. They ain't going anywhere.
Why are we all, as a nation, subjected to watch Giants-Panthers on national TV in Germany?
Oh, wow.
Why are the Germans subjected to that?
I don't know. Maybe because of all that schnitzel. I don't know. I don't know. They'll be happy they got NFL football. They know the game sucks. It's just the novelty of it, I guess. I got to look this up. When is the last time Patrick Mahomes went and played in London? I don't know.
He was in Germany last year.
Look. Okay, so we sent a good team over there.
Yeah, them and the Dolphins last year.
I don't know if it was didn't the 49ers play over there? Everybody, I feel like, has, right? Everybody goes to
Europe. At some point, I feel like that's a long trip with the 49ers.
Oh, my God.
49ers, Rams, Chargers, right? That's a long trip.
You have, and even if you make them play a game on the East Coast, and then you say, hey, stay on the East Coast, and then just fly over the Atlantic, that's still, now you're making them be gone for 2 weeks? It happens, right? But damn. Remember when a hurricane came by? I don't know which one. They both sucked. Remember, I think the Chargers stayed on the East Coast for 2 weeks. You know, they're playing two teams on the East, and so they stayed in the Carolinas, so they didn't fly west to then fly back. So I guess it's not that big of a deal, but maybe you play a team on the East Coast and then just, hey, team is done now. Spend a couple of days and then fly overseas and then just fly over the country back to California. They get paid enough money. They'd be all right.
They will be okay, and they're flying in the lap of luxury, so they won't be crammed. You know, won't have a bad seatmate. Yeah. There are plenty of definitely worse ways to travel, but especially after a loss, Matt, that's a long flight home.
Take a nap? You can't sleep that long, damn it.
Not that long.
Oh, my God. It's like 5-6 hours over the Atlantic, another 5-6 hours over the United States of America. Oh, my God.
I mean, that's, what, a quarter of the way around the world?
I guess.
From, like, L.A. to London?
Big world? I don't know.
Right? I mean,
big-ass world.
It's pretty far.
It is. A quarter? Hickey, what, I look like Magellan? I don't know. When's the last time you spun a globe around? I have an idea of what the world looks like, but is it a real quarter or is it less?
I don't know. Now I'm thinking about it. Maybe it's more.
I think it might be. The world is big, bro. It's big as hell.
But as I'm saying, it's a long trip. I mean,
big ass world.
Going over the entire country, over the Atlantic Ocean. And that's what? 10 hours? How long does it take to travel the world by plane? 24?
I don't know. I have no idea. I know from where you're at, I used to go to India, and it was 15 hours
more. Long trip.
I think it was 15 hours plus another 3.
Wow.
Because
wow.
Yeah.
What do you do? Just do you sleep? Well, I could not imagine.
I slept. I ate. Watched movies. I read. I loved that. The plane that I was on had a bar on it, so I loved that too. Yeah, I like that.
Okay. I guess you have to have, right? Something like that. It's not bad.
Hung out at the bar in the lounge. Yeah, so I think I did okay. Yeah.
Okay. That doesn't sound awful.
No, not bad. I made it. I made it. Hickey, damn it. I made it. I'm here.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, I'm here. Anyway, good luck to the Lions. I think they'll go out there and beat up on those Texans. They come back to earth from last year. Just too many injuries. Good on Joe Mixon, though. They called this guy the boss. He's a captain now. And C.J. Stroud, in his second year, the dude who was giving advice to all the other younger quarterbacks, C.J. Stroud now, he's like, man, Joe Mixon, I'm glad he's here because my wide receivers, they all getting hurt.
One thing I love about Joe will call you out. Like Joe will call me out. Joe will call his linemen out. Joe will call, you know, coaches out. He don't care, you know, and ultimately that's what you want because, you know, at the end of the day, like, we all came here for one common goal, and that's to win.
Yeah, okay. Yep. We got to wait another year to see what the Texans do. I'm not going to say last year was a flash in the pan. This is still a team that is 6-3. I just think that it's hard winning. It's hard growing. And injuries are a part of the game, and the Texans are feeling that right now. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. We're going to talk about more of these injuries in the NFL. We already knew about Dak Prescott and his hamstring that is partially detached from the bone as he goes on injured reserve. There's another quarterback in the NFC East who's dealing with an injury. I'll tell you who it is on the other side of the break. There's so much more to get into. It's the JR Sport Brief Show coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hey, what a Friday. Hickey, did we find out why them dudes was fighting on that airplane yet? We didn't get that statement? Not yet?
We did not, which is also ironic enough. The last tweet Auburn basketball's account has put out was pictures of them boarding the plane. Liftoff. With some close-ins of some players' faces. How ironic would it be if some of those players were the ones featured in the fight?
Oh, my goodness. You can't make this stuff up. You cannot make this stuff up. Hickey, just when you think that there's always something. College basketball players, you know, roughhousing on a plane. Almost getting violent. Wow. Pilot says, we're going back. Got a basketball game. Hickey, could you imagine if they just couldn't play the game, had to forfeit the game?
That's what I thought initially. Like, when you read them, like, oh my, like, there's fights on a plane. You're turning the plane around. Like, are they going to be able to have enough players and make it? Now, it looks like that is the case, but I mean.
Could you imagine if this were pros? Come on. This would be, like, national news. Oh, my God.
What's horrific. The punishment?
It's just college suspensions, right?
Like, for how long? Like, do you kick them off the team for this?
It depends. Like, why were they fight? What do you? We know why people fight. People fight over money, fight over relationships. The first road trip of the season. Like, what are you fighting over, right? I don't want to call them kids. These are grown men. They're young men. Like, I think you should reach the age maybe in latter high school where it's just like, enough with the goofy stuff. Just, y'all are on a plane. Y'all are college athletes. Some of these dudes are probably making some money. I'm not going to say they're making major money or playing for Auburn. But I'm saying, like, act like an adult. You wouldn't be I can't say you wouldn't be brawling on Delta Flight 157. We see people fighting on planes all the time. But, Hick, you think there's video? Nah, no video, right? Nah.
Chartered flights. Yeah, I guess they don't have just cameras hanging around, right? I guess they don't have cameras. Do they have cameras on normal planes? I've never noticed.
I don't think so. No, I don't think there's no. I don't think there's no cameras. Could you imagine more? I think there's in the front at the cockpit. There's a camera.
But yeah, I can't really recall ever seeing cameras like stationed, throughout the plane. But
cockpit doors, things like that. That's it. I think, and maybe there are. Maybe it's hidden. Maybe it's good that you are. I don't know. Wow. Hopefully we get some news before I get out of here in another hour. I want to talk about that. 855-212-4227. Tommy is calling from Buffalo, New York. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Tommy?
Love the JR Sports Network. How are you doing, my man? I want to talk about the Buffalo Bills. I feel like you haven't talked about them enough. Josh Allen is due for the MVP. It is insane what that guy is doing for the team. I mean, he puts it on his back every single time. How is he not an MVP by now? Let me ask you that question.
Oh, boy. Well, thank you, Tommy, for the kind words. I got to tell you, I feel I receive this question about once a week. And it's not necessarily directed at me, but it comes down to the Buffalo Bills and why they don't get the attention and why Josh Allen is not MVP, and I kind of have the same response and retort that I'm going to share with you right now. The Buffalo Bills have been expected to win. They're expected to be good. I mean, for the past several seasons, they've been looked upon as Super Bowl contenders. They have yet to get there. They kind of don't get over the hump. They run into some guy named Patrick Mahomes, and they get stopped. And so there comes a point in time where it's just like, okay, we know you are good. And I literally had the same conversation last week about Josh Allen. Maybe it was earlier this week where I had mentioned how you could look at him. He's playing like an MVP, but he probably gets slotted after Jared Goff and Lamar Jackson. One great thing that Josh Allen is doing this year, he's limited his turnovers. And that was the main bugaboo when he was coming out of Wyoming. It was, oh, my God, this guy's a gunslinger. And he comes into the NFL, and he's awesome, but he's always trying to carry the whole load by himself. And now he's become much more efficient as a passer and as a decision maker. And I think it says when you throw 17 touchdowns, you've only thrown 2 interceptions. That shows his growth. Let me tell you, man. Tommy, if I'm you, and I know you're a Buffalo Bills fan, I would not care. I would not give a damn. I would not think about no MVP. I wouldn't think about the attention. We had a guest on earlier this week. I can't recall who it is. And I said, look, man, these Buffalo Bills in the NFL right now, for a team that lost Stephon Diggs, trying to figure out who Allen is going to throw the ball to, they are a quiet 7-2. And the fact is, why would you care? Want it any other way? There's no Stephon Diggs distraction. There's nothing. Just roll into the postseason. Beat up on the Colts this Sunday and just keep on going and try to win the Super Bowl. Who cares about an MVP trophy? Who cares whether or not you're getting attention? What you want is the victory. Do you want the victory at the end or do you want the attention now?
I love that answer. I think that was so well said. But let me ask you one thing. Have you ever been to Orchard Park for a game? If you haven't, talk to Tommy G. We'll put you through a table. We'll take some shots out of bowling balls. We'll spray paint you with ketchup and mustard with Pinto Ron. I'm telling you right now, it's the best tailgate in the entire league. And this is my invite for you, JR. You got to come down. Bring the Hickster. We got to do it.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Tommy, for calling from Buffalo. Yeah, we spoke to Sean Merriman last week. Did you see him at the tailgate last week? Did you see Sean Merriman lights out? Did you see him?
I did not. I'm sure he was there. That guy is lights out. Love that guy.
Okay, Tommy. I don't know if I want to go through a table and have ketchup on. That's not my idea of fun. I'll watch the YouTube videos, okay?
All right. Thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate you. I hope you have a great night.
You as well. Good luck to the Bills, man. Call me back soon.
I will. Take care.
You as well. Hickey, what's that? This is the second time this week somebody called about having condiments thrown on. Is this a new thing?
Well, that tradition goes back a long time with Pinto Ron. Like, that's...
Oh, my God.
I think he does it every single game. Now, people throw it at him. He doesn't throw it at anyone else.
We had a high school student call us this week and tell us about having condiments thrown on. Come on.
While?
In a dog cage.
That's right. Ron at least is cageless.
Are we allowed to talk about that on the radio? This sounds like something that, you know, I'd have to be on the dark web somewhere, you know?
That is true. There's a lot of interesting people out in the world that want to spend their free time maybe differently than you and I.
I'm not going to Google that one, Hickey. Not Googling that. No, sorry.
Especially on the work computer. Come on.
No, I'm not doing that here in the studio.
Off.
I'm not doing that at home. Not doing that over the... Nope. Uh-uh. It's probably somebody at Verizon going, look at what this guy looking at. Look at that. Ketchup and mayonnaise. Oh, what is this guy doing? Oh, no. Not at all. Not me. Thank you, Hickey. What was that guy's name? Dave? Don?
Buffalo Tommy Todd. G.
And Tommy G. Did he invite me to go through a table?
Yes, he invited you up to Buffalo so that he can throw you through a table. That's exactly what he did.
Nah, bro. I'm good stopping at Rochester. I'm good. I'm good. Take me to Genesee. Yeah, Genesee. However you say it.
The college? Or the restaurant?
Oh, the brewery.
My apologies.
Yeah, whatever it's called. The people up there know what the hell I'm talking about. Not too far from the Kodak building off the side of the water. Take me to the brewery and I am good. I don't need to keep going to Buffalo. I'm okay. Trying to put me through a table. Hickey, my back has felt the best it's been since, I want to say, February and March. Okay. The last thing I want to do is go through a table.
Stand on top of an RV. Get flung 10 feet, probably 15 feet, rapidly down into a folding table that has zero chance of holding your weight, collapsing.
Nah. I don't need the pain, man. I don't need the pain. Speaking of pain.
Oh.
Go ahead.
I was going to say to add more pain. Have you seen the videos where people miss the table?
They landed on asphalt?
Yep.
Grass. No.
Parking lot. Asphalt. Rock.
You know, that pain hits you more the next day when you're not inebriated.
Land right on the tailbone. Not good.
You can crack that, can't you? Crack a tailbone?
Oh, yeah, it's a bone.
You could crack any bone.
I think so, right? Well, why not?
Crack your skull.
Yeah.
Crack a finger. Hairline fracture. That's a crack. Yeah, I guess you can. You could crack every bone possible. Oh, what a tailbone. Hickey, I forgot what a normal back feels like, man.
Yeah, let's not change that. Let's keep it the way it is. Sorry, Tommy.
On my back? Yeah, I'm not trying to go through no damn table. It's better than Dak's hamstring. And how about this? We learned as well now. How the hell is Jalen... Well, I know how that guy plays like hell. Jalen Hurts is dealing with an ankle now. He's busted up last year, couldn't move around. Got the Dallas cut. This game is missing all juice. Ain't nobody trying to watch this. Hickey, is this the game of the week? This cannot be America's game of the week. Cowboys, Eagles can't be.
It is.
Tom Brady is going to have to Didn't he say he was excited for this game like a week ago before we knew Dak's body was falling apart?
I would believe it, yeah. I'm sure he did say that.
Now Jalen Hurts' ankle is busted. Nobody wants to see Cooper Rush. This is going to be a game that you can pretty much quit on. I'm not with this one. You know, we're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, let's hear from Nick Sirianni. Just try to describe what the hell is going on with Jalen Hurts and his ankle. I mean, outside of people looking at Nick Sirianni pretty cross, the Eagles have had a quiet season as well, and they're 6-2. I just think a lot of people don't believe in Nick Sirianni. This might be the loser's coach's bowl between the Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles this Sunday afternoon. America's Game of the Week. Yuck. Featuring Cooper Rush. Double yuck. 855-212-4227. We'll get into that. Damn, I'm only going to be here for one more hour. Man. Hickey, I could do this for 12 more, man. I'm good.
Don't tell the bosses that. They'll have you do it for free.
For free? Who? Not me. No free here. No sorry. I'm getting paid on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. Do not move.